Hello, this is Ron Clark, bringing you Lesson 4 in the Self-Healing Archaeus. Our subject in this lesson is the passive separation of the astro-mental body. This lesson is suitable only for those who have successfully completed Step 2 of Initiation into Hermetics. The primary reason for this prerequisite is because a rudimentary elemental balance is essential for accomplishing a passive separation of the astro-mental body from the physical body. In the absence of a rudimentary elemental balance, this separation requires an accumulation of significant amounts of energy in order to overcome the natural resistance encountered when one tries to separate an imbalanced astral body from its physical shell. A secondary reason for this prerequisite is because by the completion of Step 2, your mental will has reached a level of great strength due to the sensory concentration exercises. The passive separation of your three bodies is entirely directed by your mental body, and this requires sufficient willpower and focus to achieve. One benefit of the passive separation of the astro-mental body from its physical shell is that it affords a deep degree of rest for the physical shell itself. This has a very healing effect that is rarely achieved in the course of a normal life. The effect is similar to sleeping, yet deeper due to the fact that during normal sleep, the astro-mental body does not actually leave the physical shell. You will note that I've been referring to the astro-mental body instead of just your astral body. The reason I use this specific term is to emphasize the fact that without the mental body, the astral body is unconscious, inert, and incapable of activity of any sort. All astral wandering of any kind is accomplished by the conjoined astral and mental bodies, and since they act in unison, I call this conjoined body an astro-mental body. The first step in separation of the astro-mental body from its physical shell is a conscious act of withdrawing the mental body from the earth region of itself. Awareness is turned away from the direct perception of physical sensation and focused upon the water region of the mental body and the direct perception of emotional significance. When conscious awareness is withdrawn from the earth region of the mental body, there ceases to be conscious awareness of physical sensation. Without the ingredient of our conscious attention, the earth region of the mental body fades into the far background of awareness. By simultaneously focusing the whole of our attention upon the water region, we increase the strength of our astral body and bring it to the forefront of our conscious awareness. These two simultaneous acts constrict and condense the mental body into its water, air, and fire regions, and place the mental body's focus within the astral body. This conjunction of the astral and mental bodies, wherein the mental body is focused upon its astral shell instead of its physical shell, is the true astro-mental body. So the first step in the passive separation will be a one-pointedness meditation wherein we focus our conscious awareness exclusively upon the experience of our astral body. The second step is a spatial one. Here we must willfully move our astro-mental body slightly away from the same space occupied by our physical shell. The ease with which this is accomplished depends upon how completely you have focused your conscious awareness within your astral body. If you are expecting only the physical sensations of movement, or are conceptualizing it in those terms, then this may be very difficult for you at first. Just remember that the only thing that can hinder this separation is your mind. So if you have difficulty, work at letting go of your preconceptions of what it should feel like. Be present and in the moment instead of off exploring the no-time zone of speculation and expectation. In the Archaeus, I will have you stand upright, right next to your physical shell. At first, you will focus exclusively upon the astral sensations of separation and of standing. You will examine your astral body from its earth region upwards. Once your astro-mental body is firmly and wholly separated, I will turn your attention toward an examination of your empty physical shell. Here you will have an opportunity to directly perceive the emotional significance of your own physical form, and to further increase the completeness of your separation from it. We will let the physical shell rest for several minutes total before returning our astral mental body to it. The process of return is one of gentle descent and fully conscious reintegration. The first step of reintegration is to reoccupy the same space as our physical shell. This is done slowly and requires self-control to avoid the inclination to just snap right back in. The second step is to reintegrate the earth region of the mental body. This is accomplished by shifting the conscious awareness away from direct perception of the astral body and focusing it upon the direct perception of physical sensation. This too is done slowly and gently and, as usual, will involve the four elemental regions of the physical body. During the experience of observing your physical shell from the perspective of your separate astral-mental body, you will be instructed to notice a silver cord or thread that connects your astral-mental body to your physical shell. This is all that remains of the earth region of your mental body when your conscious attention is focused exclusively within your astral-mental body and when your astral-mental body occupies a different space than its physical shell. The earth region remains rooted in the physical shell, and this is what keeps your physical body functioning enough to sustain its life. This is your physical shell's lifeline, so to speak. While this cord is eventually capable of nearly infinite elasticity, it is at first a fairly fragile thing which can easily be harmed. It's therefore important to treat your physical shell's lifeline with care and respect. After all, you have to return to that physical shell and suffer through any negative consequences your actions might cause. The things that harm this lifeline, and which you must avoid, are: 1. Snapping back into your physical shell. This violent return stresses the cord and bypasses the process of conscious reintegration, both of which leave you feeling out of sorts. So when you do return, it's wise to return gently and with full awareness of the entire process of reintegration. To avoid this snapping back effect, I suggest that you make sure you will not be disturbed while you're performing the archaeus. Tell your housemates not to disturb you under any circumstances, lock your door, unplug your phone, and turn off the lights. This becomes less important once you are proficient at the process of separation and reintegration. With practice, you will be able to effectively reintegrate your astral-mental body with your physical shell in an instant, with full awareness and no detrimental after effects. So if someone does disturb you, your return will remain under your control and not be harmful. The 2 thing to avoid is wandering too far away from the location of your physical shell too soon. Since this is only the earth region of your mental body, it is the most rigid part and therefore the most prone to breaking. Imagine, if you will, a plastic clay-like substance that is at first hard, but as you handle it and work it with your fingers, it begins to loosen and become more and more pliable. With patience, it will stretch as far as you can stretch your arms without breaking. But if you were to immediately try stretching it, or try stretching it all the way when it's only just starting to loosen, it would snap in two. Your silver cord, the lifeline between yourself and your physical shell, has these same properties. It can be broken. 99% of the time that this happens, the astral-mental body will immediately snap back into the physical shell. This is an almost insurmountable manifestation of the instinct of self-preservation, nature's way of making sure we don't kill ourselves, but the consequences are still quite unpleasant, albeit usually not terminal. The primary effect of a cord break is that the astral-mental body cannot fully reintegrate with the physical shell until the cord itself has healed. In other words, the fire, air, and water regions of the mental body are not fully integrated with the earth region. A very mild example of this would be a strong sense of feeling disconnected from events and your life, mentally and emotionally disoriented. Physical effects would be exhaustion and the worsening of any present ailments. In other words, take good care of your silver cord. If you always treat it conscientiously and with gentle care, then you will have absolutely nothing to worry about. Lesson 4 of the Archaeus demands that you already possess a strong will, and are in control of yourself to such a degree that if you are tempted to wander too far, or are lured by other actions that would harm your physical shell's lifeline, you will be capable of refusing the temptation and sticking to the task at hand. If in absolute honesty with yourself you do not yet possess this ability of self-direction in the face of temptation, then I very strongly suggest that you proceed no further with the Archaeus until you have developed it. The first three lessons will greatly help your progress in achieving that ability, so please focus yourself on them for now, and return to Lesson 4 at a future date. A final issue I want to raise before moving on with the practice is what you should do if you have difficulty at first with the actual separation act of moving away from your physical shell. Since the recording may progress at a speed that doesn't match your own, I suggest that if you can't separate a pace with the recording, then spend the time while I'm talking about what to do after you've separated, focused instead upon the sensations of your astral body and the direct perception of emotional significance. Use that time to deepen your sense of separation from the earth region of your mental body. This will help prepare you for the next time you perform the lesson. So, let's turn now to the practice itself.